Second and eight to open up the second quarter here. Isaac James keeps his carry for himself, spins around in the middle of the field, wrapped up at about the 26-yard line after forward progress. He's going to set up about a third and three. With 11:46 remaining in the first half, again, just underway in the second quarter here at Carmel Stadium. The Carmel Greyhounds are leading 7-3 and had their second possession of the evening as James looks over towards that sideline for additional signaling. Calling it at the line of scrimmage, they come out in a three-wide shotgun set. Two receivers out to his left. James, from his own 26-yard line, takes the snap, looking to throw deep over towards that right side. Finds Thomas Baldwin, and he's going to be tackled at about the 38-yard line. So a strike there from Isaac James, splitting two receivers of the Penn Kingsmen. We'll bring up a first down.
And I'm very impressed with James. I know, honestly, both of us are very surprised. He shows incredible decision-making on the run with the read option. But normally, we've seen him struggle with the pass, again, throwing five interceptions in one ball game. But tonight, he's done such a nice job of coming out and being able to read that defense.
Same formation set, first down and 10 from his own 39-yard line. The tight end Becker moving in motion. James with the hard count takes a snap, hands it off, stretch play off the right tackle to Shakir Pascal. He's going to lose the football. Football's on the ground. Let's see who jumps on top of it. And that one looks to stay with the Carmel Greyhounds, and it does, avoiding disaster on first down and 10. That's rare that we see that from Shakir Pascal, usually very secure with the football. We're bringing up about a second and 11, but they're going to take that one any day and giving up the turnover and giving the ball at the 37-yard line. So the Carmel Greyhounds keep possession of the football, and Isaac James looks over towards that sideline for the signal here. 10:33 remaining in the first half. Carmel leads 7-3. They have a second and 11 from their own 38-yard line on the way. Roberts comes back into the game, lining up in the slot off of that left side. Four wide set as they put Becker in motion over towards into his original tight end position. Perkins checks into the game as the tailback, receives his first carry, breaks a tackle in the open field, across midfield at the 45, brought down at the 38-yard line of Penn. And welcome back, Chris Perkins. Very impressive run there up the middle. That'll move the chains, and now they're in Penn territory. So 10:07 remaining in the first half, 7-3. Chris Perkins, the last two games has looked quite impressive with the football.
Again, putting up 94 yards on the ground last week, matching that of Shakir Pascal. And now this week really breaks a nice run upfield. We talked about that, Jesse, before. That's a key here, that Chris Perkins, a guy who doesn't get a lot of carries, he's got to be able to come out now, break things open, and a nice run there through the guard and tackle.
Same formation as James goes with the hard count. Option time. James keeps one for himself off the left tackle. He's going to be met by the linebacking crew. And that one looked to be Jacob Parmader coming up from the secondary, playing up on that play for Penn. Comes up with the tackle, neutralizing the threat at the source. Second and eight on the way for the Carmel Greyhounds. 9:34 and counting remaining in the first half. 7-3 is your score. Carmel with their second drive looking to extend their lead. A couple substitutions. Jason Baldridge comes back in. He'll be lined up off that left sideline as a receiver there, right in the middle of the field at the Penn 36-yard line for this second and eight. Three wide pistol formation set. Roberts moving in motion. Triple option time. James keeps this one. Has plenty of open room. Off the right tackle at the 25-yard line. James spins around, and he is tackled down at the 20-yard line. That'll move the chains once again. A great gain of about 20 yards by Isaac James on the ground. So anytime you see Austin Roberts move in motion, you have three options there with Perkins on the field. You can either go Perkins, you can go James, or you can go with Roberts. Any one of those three, any combination of those three, could be lethal consequences for any defense. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. First down and 10 at the Penn 20-yard line. Inside the red zone, stretch play. Chris Perkins trying to find some space. Find some space now off the right sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 14. And we see there's usually when a running back hesitates, it's usually disaster. They'll be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, but able to find some open space and make something out of nothing, a gain of six from Chris Perkins.
Well, again, that's the acceleration of Chris Perkins being able to take as many seconds as he needs before he sees that hole open up. Then when he sees that slight bit of daylight, he's able to just strike right through it and get about 5 yards.
Coming back out now in a two-wide pistol formation set. Pascal checks back into the game as the tailback. James takes the snap. Option time goes up the middle. Shakir Pascal trying to move his way to a first down and does just that, a gain of 7 yards. And that's really what Shakir Pascal's job is to do, come in, pick up the first down when he's needed to, this time on a second and four. That's going to line him up at the 9-yard line, now with an and goal situation to Carmel Greyhounds offense. looks to be moving very efficiently. 8:44 remaining in the first half. 7-3 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. This time, James goes with the shotgun, two wide set. We have a little bit of concern here. Looks like we have an official down right now. Won't speculate as to what happened. Coach Wright directing his players to get away. And we're going to send it back to the station now as we have some concern on the field. You're listening to the only voice of the Greyhounds, WHJE.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to, again, the varsity broadcast here at Carmel Stadium. John Perkins alongside Jesse Smith. Again, head referee went down on the field. He was able, carted off, but gave the old fans a good old wave, rose a cheer. So he looks to be okay. Everything is all right. But folks, the teams have now come back onto the field. Again, a shaky situation for all of us here, but again, there's a game to be played. Again, 8:44 here in the second quarter. Again, now, folks, we go back to the Center Grove-Warren Central game. They are at halftime now. Again, Warren Central leading, 9-7 there. So another big game, but really the story tonight, Jesse, has really been Penn coming out and putting on a nice show. They've done a nice job of really working against a very tough Carmel defense and then putting up 3 points on the board.
Anytime you can put up points against the Carmel defense, you know, it's going to be a good night for you. But 7-3 right now, keeping themselves in this ball game. It appears the players are going back into the locker room now for both teams. Again, we have a little bit of a delay here.
So, folks, we apologize. We're going to go ahead and send it back to the station again, but don't worry. We still have great commercial-free tunes. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
And we are back here at Carmel Stadium. The players are back out on the field from the locker room with 8:44 remaining in the first half. The score is 7-3 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. They're letting them warm up a little bit here on the field before we get back to action. Just a little bit of a reset here. A 12-yard touchdown rush by Isaac James made it 7-0. Then Penn storming back with the passing attack was able to knock down a field goal. Very impressive drive by them. Carmel's now inside the red zone of the Penn Kingsmen. First and goal at the 9-yard line when we resume play.
And here's something you got to take into consideration. When there's a break in the action, sometimes that almost acts as an extended timeout. You know, you call the timeout to maybe ice kicker, or you call the timeout to take a break in the pacing. And the Greyhounds were really starting to advance the ball. Isaac James doing a lot of good things offensively. But now you've got this break in the action where the Greyhounds are going to have to come out. They're going to have to perform just as well as they were doing before. This might actually be the break that Penn needs to be able to put up a stop against the Greyhounds and put up another 7 points on the board. Then you're looking at a 10-7 ball game.
And you look down at the sidelines, a lot of these guys getting stretched out, warming up. John Lampe, as he's been doing throughout the evening, making sure that arm is staying loose in case they need him later on in the game. Isaac James having a couple trainers assist him, getting his legs stretched out back again. Not too cold of a night, not as cold as we saw last week. The weather is holding up this evening, but a crisp fall evening to say the least.
You mentioned a name I want to kind of stop and talk about for a second. John Lampe, the quarterback that we've seen a lot this season, who's come in on 4th-and-18 situations and has been able to throw the ball and get the first down. He's that big-time player who's able to air the ball out well and provides a balance to Isaac James' rushing attack. But here's the difference. Isaac's been throwing the ball really well. Look at last game, 6-for-9 like we talked about before. Tonight, he's made a couple good passes here and there. You kind of start to wonder, is John Lampe going to see himself in this ball game? For the second game in a row, John Lampe last week was only 1-for-6. Those aren't the kind of numbers that are going to give you really the position to be able to throw the ball and to come out and champion your team. Now, here's the debate. Is it because he's not getting the opportunities, or is he not taking advantage of the opportunities? I'm going to pose that question to you, Jesse. What do you think John Lampe's doing here? Do you think he needs to do a better job of taking his opportunities and capitalizing on them, or is he just not getting enough?
It's been tough, especially over the last few weeks, especially in the tournament. The situations they bring him in, you'll bring him in on a 3rd-and-12, 3rd-and-14, and he's forced to try to complete a pass. But something From years of playing baseball, I know this. Coming in as a pinch hitter, coming off the bench is one of the hardest things to do in sports and one of the most underappreciated when it's done well. When it comes down to it, you're coming off cold, no game reps at all going into it. You don't have time to break yourself into the football game or get yourself into a rhythm. You're one and you're done. Just like that way for pinch hitters, and that's the way it's been for John Lampe in the last few weeks. The opportunities just have not presented themselves because of the play of Isaac James.
And that's a big point that you bring up. You know, you don't get a lot of the spotlight. It's kind of that idea that, you know, you come out and you play your position, but the glory still goes to the team, whereas for Isaac James, he's getting a lot of this credit. So if you're John Lampe here in this situation, you're the third down quarterback. You've got to recognize that that's your position and be able to adapt to that role. I think that might be where we see this disconnect. Lampe may just not be able to adapt to that role.
So we're going to reset here, resume play as the Carmel Greyhounds offense will trot back out onto the football field. Isaac James trying to rally his troops now and get them back into football mode. First and goal from the Penn 9-yard line. They will line up off of that right hash. Again, 8:44 remaining in the first half. 7-3 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds trying to tack on some more. So James will come back out in a two-wide shotgun set. Both receivers out to his left, and Roberts will be lined up in the slot. Shakir Pascal will be the down tailback to the left of James. Off that right hash, they put Becker in motion, now putting him back in his original position. James takes the snap, rolling out to his left. We have penalty flags flying everywhere. This one will be a dead ball foul. Let's see who moved first the line of scrimmage. That one will be a false start against the Carmel Greyhounds, who, not a very penalized team, very few mental mistakes. That'll back him up 5 yards. First down and 14 on the way.
And that's an area of the Greyhounds that is very young. We look at a guy, number 66, Chase Crowder, who sees a lot of action, as well as Simon Pachars. Some of these guys who have been playing, even Jacob Victrop, a very inexperienced lineman. It's only his second year playing football, and you're going to see a lot of these penalties here, and that's just going to slow down the tempo of Isaac James.
Perkins checks back into the game. Two-wide pistol formation set. Receiver on each side. James takes a snap, option time up the middle. That is Chris Perkins on the carry. He's going nowhere, brought down at about the 15. He's going to lose a yard, and that'll bring up second down and goal from about the 15-yard line. Clock continues to tick away here in the first half, 8:27 and counting. Again, Carmel holds on to that 7-3 lead. Well, since we resumed, they've been moving backwards on the last couple of plays. Jason Baldridge checks back into the football game as a wide receiver. Pascal remains in the backfield as the tailback. Lined up off that right hash, James directing his offense at the line of scrimmage. Will come out three-wide pistol formation set. Two receivers out to his right. Roberts moving in motion. Triple option time. James keeps this one. Has to dance back into the middle of the field. Averts a bunch of collisions. He's still on his feet trying to move forward. He's going to be brought down at about the 16. That one could have been a loss of about 5-6 yards, but a great juke move there by James. Is able to get it back to the line of scrimmage. Third and goal from the 15 on the way. So James looks over towards that sideline. John, on a third and goal from the 15-yard line, what is the game plan?
I honestly think you can take a shot downfield. Isaac James has really shown the strength of his arm tonight, completing two passes, both passes that ended up in conversions for first down here. And now we're going to see Isaac James getting that sign. He's lining back up to the line here, and he's got three out to his left. Be keying on number 86, Thomas Baldwin. He's come up big in this game. I think you might see him make a reception here.
James looks to pass, has all day to throw over towards that left side for Baldridge off of his hands. And that one, he was in front of the end zone, would have taken a couple shots, heard the footsteps, but a drop that will go down for Baldridge. And that'll bring out the field goal unit and Adam Kramer.
So here's what I get. Two takeaways from that last pass right there. First off, Jason Baldridge's got to keep his head up. He's got to come back into the game now. Forget about that drop right there. But here's something else you saw. You did see Baldwin able to get open out on the left hash, able to kind of run his way towards the sideline. So what you can see from there is you've got two guys open. The coverage has obviously been playing off. Your passing game can really begin to erupt later on the ball game.
Adam Kramer lines up for a field goal off of the right hash. Wind has died down a little bit. Will be about a 34-yard attempt. The kick is up, and that one is no good for Adam Kramer. That's his first place kicking miss of the year. In a field goal attempt, with 7:06 remaining here in the first half, and momentum is starting to shift back with the Penn Kingsmen. So on this drive for the offense here with Penn and Oakley, who looked so strong on his last drive, what do you think they need to do to try to gain the lead?
Well, obviously, even now as we look on the sideline here, Toby Steele really laying it into his offense. And again, that's kind of what you want to see right here. If you're Penn, you're really starting to get into the minds of the Greyhounds. You've got some momentum headed towards your way, like you said, Jesse, and you've got the opportunity to score here. You got to really spread the ball out and make some things happen, and I'd like to see Oakley really step up.
Three wide shotgun set, triple option. They give it off to Carpenter, left tackle, trying to stretch the field. He's going to be wrapped up at about the 21-yard line, gain of a yard, second and nine on the way. Great job by Wade Murdoch on the pursuit. 6:54 and counting remaining here in the first half. 7-3 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. But Penn, with their third drive of the evening, are going to try to tack on some points, either cut into the lead or take the lead. Oakley in the huddle right now, as they have been throughout majority of this game. We are going to have ourselves a timeout here. Let's see who this one is called by. This one will be called by Penn. Realizing this is a big drive at this point in the game, with the chance here to take the lead. 7-3 ball game. You're listening to the only voice of the Greyhounds, WHJE.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 6:37 here in the first half, 7-3 in favor of the Greyhounds. But here's the deal. The Greyhounds just went three and out on their last drive. Again, a nice little bit of a drive, but then not able to convert. Again on third down, and a missed field goal by Adam Kramer, not one we've seen him do. So now he's 6-8 on the year. Again, was able to just pinch that one right by goalpost. So now we're going to see Penn come out. They've got the momentum headed towards their way. They're really starting to come up with a drive here. Again, second down and 10. Look for Oakley to really make some things happen and take this game over himself.
Three wide shotgun set for him from his own 21-yard line. Two out to his right, putting his man in motion twice. Triple option time. Keeps this one for himself. Off that right tackle, Sam Story is going to meet him right at the 25-yard line. That'll bring up third down and 5. Again, Story on the tackle to carry by Oakley. And so far, yardage-wise, it's been pretty dominant with the Carmel Greyhounds. 125-83 total in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Again, they also have the score lead 7-3 with 6:15 remaining in the first half. Oakley takes a knee and looks into his huddle. He's going to get this play call off. Carmel Greyhounds not used to seeing teams with this kind of a huddle offense. We're used to seeing a lot of the fast-paced Mick offense with the no huddle. Same formation here for Oakley from zone 25. A big third down and 5 for the Penn Kingsmen. He's running this one all the way. Left tackle has some open space. He stumbles across to the 32-yard line. That'll be enough for the first down. So doing it the old-fashioned way and himself. Quarterback keeper all the way. It looks like we might have a player down on the Carmel Greyhounds. Looks to be number 20, Mitch Davis. We're going to have a timeout here. Injury timeout with 5:50 remaining in the first half. 7-3 is your score.
Well, mind you, Jesse, on that last play, again, we saw Zach Oakley really barrel over even his own blocker, Khalil Fleming. Again, now Fleming's not a small guy. He's 5'10", 185 pounds, but Oakley's a big guy, mind you. 6'2", 195, so a lot of power there. And folks, we're going to go ahead and send it back to the station here. A quick injury timeout. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE.
WHJE would like to thank
varsity football. Good sign there as Mitch Davis was able to walk off the field under his own power. But we're going to reset here. First down and 10 for the Penn Kingsmen offense from their own 31-yard line off of that left hash. Oakley comes out three wide shotgun set. Two receivers out to his right. Going with the hard count, takes the snap, has all day to throw, looking deep down the middle of the field. He takes a big shot, two big shots actually, and Nathan Miller comes up with another big reception, hearing the footsteps and a big hit delivered by Noah Burks, but a solid gain there of about 17 yards. That's going to put him close to Greyhound territory.
I'm even more impressed with Zach Oakley the more I watch him. You know, watching him in film is way different than watching him live. You see a guy who really, on tape, doesn't look like he's got a strong arm, doesn't look like he's got a presence of his receivers, but I've loved his tenacity tonight. He's not afraid to throw it into coverage and not afraid to hit his receiver and make his receiver really get hit. Again, credit there to Miller for coming down with that one.
5:10 remaining in the first half. Carmel leads 7-3, trying to get into Greyhound territory. Oakley comes back out, same formation set, this time two wide receivers out to his left. Oakley keeps this one himself. Right tackle has some open space. Breaks through Landon Sinis' tackle. Down the right sideline at the 30, the 25. He's away at the 15, being chased by Zach Woods. Cuts back. He's going to be wrapped up by Woods at the 8-yard line. And Zach Oakley shows just why he is a D1 recruit.
Jesse, I don't know about you, but I was not expecting this game that it's turned out. I mean, we're seeing Oakley run all over this defense who hasn't really allowed anything defensively on the ground. But I go back to that Center Grove game. Two big plays, Center Grove and Max Norris, who was able to break out 90-plus rushes, which really gave Center Grove that ball game here. And it's really been the big play for the defense that's put them in a hole.
That'll be first and goal at the 7-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds, lining up off that left hash. Oakley will come back out, and a two-wide shotgun set to split the difference on the receivers and split backs in the backfield. The handoff, this one, Carpenter hits a wall of Greyhounds but spins around to about the 5. Gain of 2 there on first down. We'll set up second and goal on 5. Very good situation coming up for the Penn Kingsmen. 4:22 and counting remaining in the first half. 7-3 Carmel lead, but Penn looking to change that. So we're going to get a couple substitutions. Carpenter jogs off the field in favor of 34. That one is Khalil Fleming. We haven't seen too much of Fleming so far here since that first quarter. Really dominated the carries, but we've seen a lot more of Carpenter off the flanker reverses over towards that left tackle. Oakley breaks the huddle, comes back out, shotgun set. Too wide, they bring in a tight end. Fleming remains in the backfield. Takes the snap. Oakley passing this one all the way. He's going to be wrapped up in the backfield, and another sack for Ryan Sondels will put him down at the 15-yard line. And that really got the crowd going and his defense pumped up. That'll bring up a 3rd and 15 and a huge clutch play by none other than Ryan Sondels, one of the senior leaders of this team, with 3:30 remaining in the first half. Big third down and goal coming up for Penn.
Credit Sondels, that's not an easy tackle at all, and I really respect it because not only did he put pressure on Oakley and force a sack, but he didn't give Oakley a second to even consider it. You know, I'm going through my head like, well, what could he have done in this position? Really nothing there, only except go down, and that's exactly what Oakley did now, and he's faced with a big-time third down.
Trips out to his right, rolls out to his right, looking to pass all the way. That one's going to be short. And an underthrow by Oakley will bring up 4th and goal from the 15-yard line, and a great stand by the Carmel Greyhounds after the big run play by Oakley. Easily could have gotten down, could have given up a score. But nonetheless, let's see who will come out onto the football field for Penn. At offense, huddling over at about that 20-yard line off that right hash. It looks like we will get a field goal attempt coming up here for the Penn Kingsmen, trying to make it 7-6. And on two different occasions, inside the 5-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds, the defense holds. Exactly 3 minutes remaining in the first half. The clock has stopped. McSorley connected on his first attempt earlier this evening. Have to get this one off in time. Hold is up. The kick is up. And that one will be good. So it does make it 7-6. Penn able to put some points on the board, but the Carmel Greyhounds are able to hold on to the lead. We'll be right back with more Greyhound football action right after this.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast of Carmel Varsity Football. We've been with you throughout this entire season. What a ride it has been so far, but we still have some unfinished business here. 2:55 remaining in the first half. Carmel leads 7-6, and a couple big plays from Oakley have both been stopped deep inside the red zone. What can you say about this Carmel defense, John?
Well, and all of our predictions have obviously said that Carmel was going to have a much easier job with this very talented Penn team. Carmel defense looks to be struggling. I've never really seen them come out. They look very slow and lethargic. We mentioned it before that break there, that 10-minute break, might create some extra momentum in Penn's favor, and I think it certainly did. A good stop by the Greyhounds not to give up 7, but at the same time, Penn put up another 3. They're within 1 point.
Baldwin and Roberts back deep to return for the Carmel Greyhounds as this kick is away in the area. This one looks to go to Roberts at about the 7-yard line. Roberts with room to run up the middle, storms across, breaking tackles at the 30-yard line. Roberts will be tripped up at the 40, and he was a couple inches away from breaking that tackle and having himself his second kickoff return touchdown of the season. But nonetheless, some excellent field position coming up for this Carmel Greyhounds offense.
Austin Roberts has done it before, a 105-yard touchdown return. So very, very good job by him to come out. Nice return. You're going to give Isaac James a lot of yards already and a lot of good field position.
They'll start at their own 42-yard line in the middle of the field. First down and 10 as they jog back out onto the football field. 2:47 remaining here in this first half. So a little bit of a two-minute drill. We haven't really seen James have these kind of opportunities throughout the season to run the two-minute drill. He comes out in a three-wide pistol formation, set two out to his right. From his own 42-yard line, triple option time. Roberts in motion. Up the middle, Shakir Pascal diving over a couple defenders. That one looked to be about a gain of two, but instead turns into a gain of seven. And that is really what makes him such a dangerous runner, the ability with the second effort to gain a couple more yards.
When we haven't really called Pascal's game thus far tonight. Again, 94 yards on the ground last game, put up over 200 in that sectional championship. But tonight looking to get his start, maybe get his legs moving a little bit.
Same formation set from their own 48-yard line off that left hash. Roberts moves in motion once again. James will hand it off to Pascal again, who spins around into Kingsman territory, wrapped up at about the 47. That'll be enough for the first down. The Carmel Greyhounds stop the clock at 2:12. So with that one-point lead, trying to tack on a few more before the end of this first half. James looks over towards the sideline now. He's going to direct it at the line of scrimmage. Baldridge will be lined up out to his left along with the tight end Becker. Roberts and Baldwin out to his right. Pascal remains in the backfield. Becker moves in motion. The ball is on the ground unexpectedly. Isaac James running with it now over towards that right sideline. Jukes out of bounds at about the 45. That could have been a disastrous play for the Carmel Greyhound offense as that one squirted out a couple inches in front of Isaac James, able to pick it up and make something happen with it. Second and six on the way. 2:02 remaining in the first half here. They'll be lined up at the 45-yard line of the Penn Kingsmen. He directs it at the line of scrimmage once again. They're going four wide this time. Colin Pearson checks into the game, lined up to the left of Isaac James from the shotgun set. James off the right hash takes the snap, and he was not able to get that one off in time. It looks like everybody moving will be a false start against the Carmel Greyhounds. Could call it on a number of players there, as James visibly did not get that snap before many of the players started running forward. That'll move him back 5 yards, setting up about a second and 12. That'll put him right at midfield. Frustrated James goes back to the line of scrimmage. Pearson will line up off the right side this time, switching places with Roberts, who'll be lined up in the slot off the left. Pascal remains in the backfield as the tailback, four wide shotgun set. Off the right hash at midfield, takes the snap, looks screen, now runs up the middle, has plenty of space, dances to the outside, penalty flags fly in the backfield. James brought down at the 40. That'll be about a third and two if this one holds up, but they're already calling this one back, holding against the Carmel Greyhounds. 10 yards from the spot of the foul is going to put them at the 38-yard line, this one appears. A detrimental penalty to the Carmel Greyhounds, 20-yard differential in field position.
And again, seeing Nate Thompson, the very, very talented junior center there, looked a little shaken up. Very rare call that you see Nate Thompson make a mental mistake like that. And again, those penalties really bring that momentum down, not only, but stop Isaac James in his tempo. He's got to work the clock well, but at the same time, he's got to be quick. And when you take that away from James, you begin to see these long yardage situations where they feel like you have to bring John Lampe on the field. Again, a second and about eternity. If they're not able to make some yards back here, you're looking at a third and long and maybe even John Lampe territory.
Second and 26 from their own 37 is the official spot. Four wide shotgun set, this time three out to his left as James is throwing towards that right side. Baldwin not able to come up with it. That one is incomplete. Would have brought him up to about the 45 and made it about a 3rd and 15. But after the incompletion, 3rd and 26 on the way. And, John, are you playing more conservative football here on this very long 3rd down?
I think you are. Right now you've seen, obviously, Jason Baldridge dropping a pass, and now we're seeing Thomas Baldwin drop a pass. Really, the only receiver that's been producing tonight is Austin Roberts. But at the same time, we've seen Isaac James air the ball out very well recently. I think you can go either way.
Same formation set, Pascal. And now James, with a lot of time to throw under pressure now, is going to have to dance to the outside, looking over towards that right sideline. Had to throw that one away in a 4th and 26 will force Adam Kramer in the punting unit to come out into the field. And what a stand there by the Penn Kingsman defense. Looked like a very promising drive from the start. Great field position. Able to move into their territory. Carmel Greyhounds are forced with a 3-and-out.
Well, it only takes one penalty. You know, the Greyhounds have lost over 600 yards this season because of that penalty. That's another contributing factor there, and we're going to see Kramer punt this ball off. But here's the key. You've now given Penn the ball, and they've just scored, so they've got the opportunity to go in halftime here.
Kramer drops that one, able to run away, and just gets the punt off, and that one goes out of bounds. Let's see where they spot this one. And again, Kramer lucky enough to get this one off as he did not field it cleanly. We're going to wait. Crowd not too happy about this one. Officials are going to talk this one over. A minute 12 remaining in the first half. 7-6 is your score. And John, regardless of field position here, are you going very aggressive before the end of the half if you are Penn?
Well, yeah, and to go ahead and finish my thought here, you give Penn the ball back now. Again, great field position because of the Adam Kramer punt, a little miscue there. I think you obviously take a shot downfield. First down, you can air that ball out. Again, we saw Connor Christensen do that in that great Fishers ball game, catch his defense off guard.
From his own 39-yard line, Oakley comes out, three-wide shotgun set, two out to his right as they are lined up off that left hash. He's running this one all the way up the middle, spins across to about the 44-yard line, brought down by the linebacking crew. Joey Scott actually on that defensive line coming up with the tackle. 2nd and 6 on the way. Officially under a minute to go in the first half. Carmel leads 7-6 as they're going to go hurry up offense. Same formation from his own 43-yard line. Oakley takes the snap, has a lot of time to throw, takes that deep shot down the right side of the field, but overthrows his man. That one intended for the receiver, Nathan Olson. First time we've called his name this evening, one of the many senior receivers or flankers on this Penn team. That stops the clock at 46.7 seconds remaining, and a 3rd down and 6 coming up. That would be a great stop for the Carmel defense and would ensure that they would go into halftime with a lead.
Watch as they bring Noah Burks now onto the field. He's going to play that rover position, that defensive end position on the right side. Look for him to bring the heat. He's been monumental on these big-time 3rd downs, obviously trying to force some trouble in the backfield.
Two-wide shotgun set, split backs in the backfield for Oakley. He runs this one up the middle all the way. Stopped at about the 45-yard line. Forward progress will give him about 2 or 3 on the carry, but that brings up a 4th down, and the clock will continue to run here. Let's see if they get it spotted down in time. And Penn will huddle up. Oakley remains on the field. 3-second differential between the game and the play clock. Let's see if the punting unit decides to come out onto the team. Oakley wanted to stay out there for one last desperation heave. They had the time for it, but it looks like we will see the punting unit with a few seconds left in the half. This will give Baldwin a chance to try to return this one. Looks like we are going to have a timeout. This one will be called by Penn so they don't lose the 5 yards, but 3.5 seconds left. Are you punting? You're punting towards Thomas Baldwin. If you're Baldwin, what's the game plan on the return?
Well, I think return the ball and see what happens. Obviously, that's going to be obviously on your coverage team there is going to have to do a good job of blocking and providing some holes. But I personally don't even agree with the play call there. You got a minute left, and you're at about the 45-yard line with 2 timeouts remaining, and you've got a quarterback like Zach Oakley. I don't understand why you're trying to put a drive together and maybe even get in field goal range. You've got a great kicker. Why not even take a shot? 45-yard field goal. I mean, we've seen things happen like this before. Again, we saw it in the Warren Central Center Grove game right now. As we talked about, 45-yard field goal put up. A lot of these kickers who can do that. And I don't agree with running this clock down, now punting the ball back. Obviously, now your job is to stop Thomas Baldwin, not let him do anything before halftime. But I guess the decision here is to go in with your head held high. Again, 7-6.
Here's something else to consider. Only 3.5 seconds left. Yes, it is 4th down, but the time would run out in the first half if you try to take a shot downfield here, trying to make something happen on a Hail Mary pass. Let's see. Oakley does come back out on the field and is in the huddle now. So it looks like they're going to go ahead and take that deep shot down the field from their own 46-yard line. 3-wide shotgun set all out to his right for Oakley. Looking for one more heave. He's actually going to run this one off the right tackle, catching everyone off guard. Penalty flags fly everywhere in the backfield. A good gain there of about 10 yards for Oakley, but that'll be the end of the first half as this penalty looks to be against Penn. A lot of the players heading into the locker room right now, telling him to get back here. That penalty is declined, and that will be the end of the first half. A very surprising first half, to say the least. 7-6 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. We'll be back with more second half action, and we're going to send it back to the studio now for a quick booster break and a couple tunes. You're listening to the only voice of the Greyhounds, 91.3 WHJE.